This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door.
Use code MIX40 to get $40 off your meal plan.
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Lisa Mattress, get deep rest for everybody. Get up to $160 off a Lisa mattress at lisa.com/MMA with code MMA. Bet DSI, the top sportsbook and online casino. Get a $10 free roll and 100% sign-up bonus up to $1,000 with code MMA100.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 414. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Back for the MMA show. By the fans, for my fans, walking live between serious and ridiculous.
You lost your
it's like the Lego movies. This is my favorite. When they're shooting guns, they're like, pew, 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 pew.
Okay. He's lost his mind. Please help me.
Oh, it's only negative what?
Like 20? With the wind chill, it's going to be minus 57.
People are dying tonight and all around the world.
People did die downtown. 19 people have died today.
You know why?
Because they're crazy.
No, because they're weak bitches and they probably deserve to
maybe
die.
They shouldn't be outside.
They probably shouldn't be outside.
They're probably bums, though.
My daughter told me a story about, like, some kid was arguing with their parents, and the kid went outside, and then he went missing, and then he froze to death because he went outside without a jacket.
And this happened around here?
I don't know. Her teacher told her this story.
So, children, don't argue with your parents is the moral of the story.
Well, it was over a cell phone because they took his cell phone away. He wanted his cell phone, so he went outside without a jacket, and then he froze to death.
Not so smart.
No, not so much. But speaking of freezing to death, I had to buy my dog a winter jacket.
Good segue.
I'm just reminded
she
as I'm going through.
Did she wear this winter jacket?
She actually wore it and used it today. And she's none too happy about wearing it.
Aw, she looks so sad, even with the little toy.
Yeah. I had to get the camouflage because that was the cheapest one. I wasn't going to buy her red or pink.
She looks badass, though, with the camouflage.
Yeah.
That's definitely your kind of dog.
She actually went to the bathroom because usually dogs, like, she'll get out there when it's fucking freezing. And she does, like, that half, man, she stops and thinks. She goes, feels kind of cold.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about this. Yeah, I think I'm done. And then runs back to me like, let's go inside. I can't be out here. Like, no, you got to go. You haven't shit like all day.
You need a jacket. A shitting jacket. Yeah, instead of a smoking jacket,
exactly.
It's a shitting jacket. I need one of those for my bathroom.
Exactly.
You know, it's perfect. So sometimes the toilet seat gets cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you should put that jacket on and then you won't feel it.
No, be perfect.
So anyway, tomorrow is going to be an event for everybody. What are we looking at?
Minus 20, some 3 to 5 degrees, and then with the wind chill, it's almost minus 60. I was freezing. When I came here, it was like minus 6 outside, and the wind chill was about minus 18. It's going to get 30 or 40 degrees colder than that. I can't picture that in my mind. Yeah. It doesn't compute.
So the show may run a little slower tomorrow because it's so cold out here.
Like ice cubes.
Like what? Yeah, I was at the Walmart and... I was buying wine, and the lady was ringing it up. She's going, yeah, it may take a little while for this authorization to go through because, like, the lines are cold, and it's taking longer. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is 1980. We're not using a fax machine to fucking fax dial it in. I just try not to laugh at her because it said, is customer over 40? She says, no. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? I don't look over 40. She's like, no, you look super young. I'm like, okay.
Thank you.
Can you come home with us? Like, I appreciate the compliment. The nice Indian lady.
He's like, you know, this is another service. I know we came up with the dial a sub. We should dial a compliment.
Ooh, I like this.
Dial a compliment service. So every time you're feeling low, you just dial it up and someone shows up randomly where you are and gives you a compliment and leaves. That's it. That's their only job. That's what they do.
Anything, any specific compliments?
No.
Can you get them on like your age, weight? Looks.
Maybe you enter a questionnaire before they show up.
Okay.
And then it's like a randomness from one of those. Maybe they do them all. And you can pay more to get complimented more. I think that would sell. That'd be solid.
To show up, hey, you have a huge cock.
That's right. Giant horn penis.
Thanks.
Literally. Just destroying.
Yeah, do it. Do it. I said, Joe would say it. He's going to say it.
I'm holding back.
He's murdering stuff.
I'm dialing it in.
We can't do it for three shows in a row.
I really want to. I'm trying to be good. I promise myself I would not say those words.
Or cry.
So I will hold myself back.
All right.
Back.
I'm going to get us out of this. So last week we had that UFC on ESPN, and there was a guy on there that I forgot to show you, and hopefully it didn't get blocked on Twitter by now.
Loading. There's a guy?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
It's his, like, Just Bleed Junior. He's like, give me the scene!
It's crazy.
It's not Just Bleed.
Yeah, he's super excited. His buddy's like... And he's like, this guy's like, whoa.
I think that was for the Page Van Zandt fight. This guy's all geared up for that.
Probably, I'm surprised he's not whacking off during that.
Yeah, he might have helped, but.
She is kind of cute. Though tiny, super tiny.
Oh, she'll show up later in the show.
Yeah, Page Van Zandt?
Yeah.
Literally. She's like 5'2".
Yeah, probably.
And about 103 pounds.
Yeah, approximately.
That's just too small.
Yeah.
For me.
So we're Bellator 214.
Yeah.
Where do I want to start? I want us to say pacing sucks like usual. Typical Bellator.
Yes.
John McCarthy.
Sucks as usual. Typical Bellator.
Yeah. Moving right along. And then we have Vader versus Bader. In what? What happened?
Well, Bader knocked him out in epic fashion. Was it under 30 seconds or over?
Yeah, I think just over. Pretty fast. Leaping left hook. Clips him, drops him, then devastating ground and pound.
Got all of
busts
it.
Busts him off the face.
Yeah. Well, was it you who were saying that you thought Fader might be injured?
That was the rumor. And then I don't know who else said, may have been his manager, said that they thought Fader was drugged? prior to the fight because he looked very slow. I'm like, no, that's called fucking old age, and it catches up with everybody, all right?
It's like one guy, you hasn't seen him fight in 2 years, and they're like, wow, he looks really slow. He must be drugged.
Yeah, of course.
No.
Like Frank Mir, he looks so slow and drugged every time he fights.
That's what happens. Your fast twitch muscles.
They turn slow twitch. Speed goes.
Slow.
Power stays. Speed goes.
Yes. So, I mean, we kind of called this a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Bader's got that ridiculous right hand, and he's got all that power. In that sucker, I'm not surprised.
Well, in the left hand to start it, and then the right hand to finish it.
I was trying to remember, did he finish anyone that way before? I don't know, but...
Well, I can remember him walking into, as people were posting, Lyoto Machida, fucking straight, like he comes running in and eats the telephone pole of Machida.
Yeah, that was
way
bad.
In.
Yep.
So it's not, I think a lot of people are giving him grief because he was never going to be a UFC champion at fucking 205. True. He'd have to get through... Cormier,
Jones,
and I think even Gustafsson beats him. So at 205, so I think that was the criticism of him is that he wanted to be a champion, and the only way he could do it was to run over to Bellator.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah, as long as he's getting paid. So now there's two sides to this too. So you have Ryan Bader is your light heavyweight champion, your heavyweight champion, your tournament champion. He has three fucking Bellator belts. You have Daniel Cormier, who was the light heavyweight champ, and the heavyweight champ. So you have a champ and a champ. Do we make a champ versus champ fight to have a champ?
Yes, we got to unify all the belts.
Unify them all. You get all five.
Yeah.
He's champion of the world.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, I'm good. I'm good with the way things are.
Yeah. And then they said Fedor, that was his last fight on his Bellator contract.
Really?
So are we going to see him ever fight again, or is that the last we see
him? I thought I read something today. He's looking forward to fighting at some other organization.
Well, he shouldn't fight in the UFC, I don't think.
No, not UFC.
I don't think he should ever be there. Because you know what they will do? They will sacrifice him to every up-and-coming guy.
Of course. Yes.
That's what we do in the UFC.
Absolutely. Fedor versus...
Yeah, at this point, whatever. More tournaments. Just do it. Start another tournament, fucking Bellator. But don't take a year and a half to complete it. One night, 8-man.
Ooh,
it's going to be tough. You're going to need probably a couple substitutes. And if one of the heavyweights go out, maybe two of the lighter weights can come in. So it can be a 2-1 handicap match.
I like it. You're selling me, Matt.
Shane Carwin get back in the mix?
Yeah.
Fuck. No weight class either. Open weight.
Ooh.
So you can have the light heavy. You could have Gegard Mousasi even if he wants to step up. Didn't work out for Rory McDonald. Hey, there's one. We talk about champ versus champ, where the lighter weight guy did not beat the heavier weight guy. I keep dragging on of all the lighter weight guys, but I forgot about
but
that
But didn't
one.
They fight at a higher weight, though?
Yeah, but all the lighter weight guys won moving up. So when I talk about
moving up.
Cormier moved up, beat fucking Stipe at heavyweight. Conor McGregor, 145, moved up, beat Eddie Alvarez at 155. Nunes, 135 champ, moves up, beats 145 Chris Cyborg.
And
then the other one that was weird was the 135-pound champ came down to 125, and 125-pound Henry Cejudo beat TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah, yes.
So in this case,
I think TJ just cut too much weight. He's like death camp looking.
Yeah.
It cannot be good for his health.
No. Probably took 10 years off his life. Good for him.
Yeah.
He knows what he wants. An early grave.
Yes.
So what else? So we don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully more tournaments. We had Aaron Pico versus Henry Corrales. Didn't work out for Pico in this one. And here's a guy who's a stud wrestler, and I appreciate it. He's kind of like the Jorge Gurgel. George Gurgel, who has...
Like, George, you're the best jiu-jitsu guy in the whole world. You go out there and you submit this fucker. He's like, I got it. I'm going to submit him all day. And he gets out there, first thing he does is... does every time. He doesn't care about anything.
No, but Pico has... I know, it's exciting. Win or lose, shit's happening.
Doesn't matter.
I can't complain because... I think the only criticism people were saying is, hey, maybe like feint the takedown, even if you're not going to do it. But just plant that shit. Plant that seed, right?
Like going GSP. After you remember who...
Yeah, I know. Exactly like what you're talking about.
Even Rich Franklin was in his corner. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they would talk crazy that I think Rich puts him to bed at night or something and tucks him in. Yeah, like, what the fuck's going on over there?
They love each other.
Yeah.
They love each other.
I got to weigh my broccoli and my food intake, but... Yeah, so Pico has this guy hurt early, dropped him, and I was telling you pre-show that I kept seeing the right hand from fucking Henry. I'm like, Pico's going to get knocked down. The fucking right hand keeps going over to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then sure as shit, and Pico's going in straight lines, attacking in straight lines and defending in straight lines. And then that last exchange where he's just basically tied up, the right hand comes over and he gets fucking flatlined. It was like Terry Edom, like
scary.
Edson Barboza, flatline. It was scary. Brutal, but no, I appreciate at least a guy wanting to stand and bang it out. You know, what do you got to say?
Nothing.
Exactly. Although he's 4-2, he's still got potential. And he said, hey, listen, I'm young, I'm learning, I'm going to make a comeback. His Wikipedia, which I thought was interesting, it said he's been defeated twice so far in his young career, once by knockout and once by submission. Despite being touted by many, such as Brendan Schaub, as the next LeBron James of MMA.
Ooh, big words.
That's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow when you're 4-2.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far.
You got to see more fights.
He's a prospect.
At least another 10
fights. He's a hot prospect.
Yeah.
And then the last fight I want to talk about is this fucking fake wrestler guy, Jake Hager. I guess is some former WWE champion.
Very popular guy.
He fought this guy, J.W. Kaiser, basically a can, who came out to fight him, and he rocked him with one shot right away.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, and then gets the takedown and gets the arm triangle submission win after some fucking vicious elbows, but not impressed. I don't like the fucking WWE-style walkout that they let the guy have. I think it was... I don't watch the fake wrestling, but I think it was the same stupid walkout that he had for fake wrestling.
Maybe.
And, well, this guy actually was an All-American fucking wrestler from Oklahoma. So he does have a legitimate background, but not impressed by his performance.
First major outing, maybe? Jitters, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's better than like a CM Punk who had no background coming over. And maybe equal to, well, I don't know
like
if Brock had...
Brock had a little trouble in that first fight, didn't he? I thought.
No, he, well, his first fight in the UFC was Heath Herring, where he fucking railroaded him. Dropped him with that right hand right away, and
didn't
he tried to spear him.
Did he have a fight before that, though, somewhere else?
He had some other fights, yeah.
Yeah, there were some sketchy ones early on. I think he had two fights or something before that, or one. If I recall, my memory's, you know, I'm old.
It's a long time ago. We're talking, like, UFC 100s.
I thought he had one fight before that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Give this guy, you know... Give him another fight or two, see what happens.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I move right along. So this weekend, we're having another UFC card. Mm-hmm. I'll just quickly mention who's going on. It's like a sneaky card. So you have some interesting names. You have Jose Aldo versus Renato Moicano.
Okay.
Damian Maia versus Lyman Good. The sleeper fight I think will be fight of night is Charles Oliveira versus David Tamer. David character is tough as fuck, and Charles is sneaky as shit with his submissions, so that one should be good. And then the main event is Rafael Assuncao versus Marlon Moraes.
Oh, I like Moraes.
Yeah,
okay.
he's a beast. So these are mostly smaller guys, with the exception of Maia at the 170.
It's like B-team star level.
Yeah.
But it should be solid.
And then Jose Aldo said this is probably his last year fighting. 2019, and I out.
Okay, I can respect that.
That's all I got for past, present. What else
you got? Let's talk about future or current.
Yeah, so we have some shit go down today?
We had some shit go down today. So two things happened. Conor McGregor, 6-month suspension, fined $50,000 for role in UFC 229 brawl.
Let's pause for a second. So I like how he gets $50,000 for being attacked and a fucking suspension.
Yes.
He can come back in April of this year.
Which is pretty much when he's probably likely to come back anyway.
Right.
So it's like a slap on the wrist. I don't know why they fined him any money. He didn't seem like he did anything. But
he's defended himself.
But okay. More importantly, Habib receives $500,000 fine for role in UFC 229 brawl and suspended for 9 months, but also came out today saying that he ain't going to fight Nevada anymore, and he's not going to fight till all of his buddies' suspension's up, which is like a year. Right?
Yeah,
like that.
His buddy's got a year and $25,000 each, and then he can also get his suspension reduced to 6 months if he does the anti-bullying campaign. I think that PSA that they're trying to get Conor McGregor to do kind of bullshit. But I don't think the suspension was right, and I don't think the fine was right. I think initially I said a year and a half and $1 million, and I think they need to make a statement, because this is fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a guy jump the cage, period.
No. Or attack
because,
another fighter after a fight.
You know, they got lucky that a riot didn't get set off. Super lucky. There was a mini riot, but just think if that thing went full blown.
It'd be crazy.
And like pregnant women are having miscarriages. I don't
know.
I'm just
saying. Pregnant women, man.
Because I'm thinking of Rampage Jackson. Didn't he go on a rampage and smash people with a truck, and a woman had a miscarriage? And
apparently. So did John Jones, though.
Right. Like, shit happens, man. But I'm just saying, a full-scale riot? You can't. You got to send an example. This is just setting up someone. Oh, $500,000 and a fucking. It's a slap on the wrist in my book. Slap on the wrist.
Habib didn't make that much money. I mean,
he made over $2 million for this.
But that's
fight.
Like a 25% of his purse.
Well, I don't know if the $2 million was just show money. I forgot what the actual show money was, but he got pay-per-view sales too.
Okay.
So he probably netted five. So 10% fine. Oh, big deal. He doesn't give a fuck. And like you said, he's not gonna fight in Nevada ever again.
Doesn't want
and,
to.
And not until his buddies are done with suspension.
They're talking about New York City as a potential Madison Square Garden.
And what was the other thing they were telling Connor? They were talking some crazy shit about, they were threatening McGregor with disciplinary action based on what he says pre-fight, meaning that they're talking about giving him a fine and suspension based on what he says. So what, you don't want any of these guys to fight in Vegas again?
Yeah.
You're going to try to tell him free speech doesn't exist?
It does not. Not in Las Vegas.
Oh, good luck with that. You think that's going to stand?
They'd probably sue them. He should sue them.
Yeah. You can't fucking make those kind of statements. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, it's funny how Nevada just makes shit up along the way. You can't talk. Can't. No trash talk.
Yeah.
We're going to fine you and
don't
suspend you for trash talk. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Because even prior to this meeting, the UFC released the economic impact on Las Vegas of when Conor and Habib fought each other, they said it was like $86 million in economic impact. But they also forget to mention that they also pulled an event away from Nevada and sent it to California. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of games that could be played here, so they better watch the P's and Q's, right?
Mm-hmm. You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, potentially.
Yeah. And then what happened with John Jones and his picklegrams?
Picklegrams?
Yeah, well, picklegrams.
He's got lots more testing going on, right? What were you saying? Like four different kinds of tests?
Oh, my God. They could give him a one-fight license for Nevada, and now he has to submit to, I think, two additional drug tests per month or something weird like that. So
administered rectally.
Yeah. So now you have USADA, VADA, California State Athletic Commission.
Nevada.
I don't know if those two are together, VADA and California, but then you have Nevada. So how much blood can you drop from it, man?
Lots. Gallons of blood.
Well, they might have to resort to semen. I'm just saying.
Delivered rectally.
Those goddamn picklegrams.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think he's getting a raw deal. And he basically, no, he had to say he was sorry. And oh my
God.
You
should be sorry for cheating.
No, they proved no one knows how those, whatever it was. What was the drug he was using?
I don't even know.
Tyrannoball?
Something ball. Ball.
D-ball?
D-ball. Duranaball.
Diuterball. Whatever it was, nobody knows how it got in his system. nobody could say that it had a performance enhancing effect. But somehow he's responsible for it getting in there.
Could you piss right now?
Bullshit.
And test positive diuterol or
Diuterball? I could probably test positive for a lot of things right now.
But not that.
No, but I mean all your supplements could be tainted.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
That's such a load of bullshit.
Oh, what supplement did we take that was tainted as fuck? No, we took a supplement that was tainted as fuck. Remember that?
Jacked?
Yeah.
Not we, you. I never touched that stuff.
No, you took it. We were training for Krav Maga.
That's right. One or two times. That was too strong for
me. Yeah. I had to take like a quarter dose, but there was like amphetamines or something in there. Yeah. Like my heart, I'm having heart palpitations.
I tried it once. I almost died. I'm like, I'm not doing this again. You're crazy.
Like I knew there was shit in there. I'm like, but oh my God, the rush I get. I'm like, I'm going to murder a fool for at least an hour. That's all I need. 1 hour and I'll fucking kill everybody in this room.
So crazy.
Or at least know where all the exits are. That we know for damn sure.
Yes,
you better know where the exits are.
We do.
Gun! What else you got?
News-wise? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Chuck Norris to host a 5K run where everyone is to dress up as Chuck Norris. This is happening on May 4th, apparently. In Texas. What's the town? I forgot the name of the town. Texas. College Station, Texas. Details are yet to be released, but if you want to take part, just Google that shit. They're taking early entries, and I'm assuming probably by next month they'll have some more firm details, but I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool. I didn't know he was still alive.
I didn't either.
So that's even better.
No, look, he's got a video and everything. This is what he looks like, and there's a video.
That's sweet.
It's actually him.
How old? Did they say how old? He's got to be close to 80.
He looks pretty good for a
I'd say 71 at least.
He dyes his
looks
hair
like blonde. A little bit of work done on the facial area.
Got some teeth. A lot of times it's the teeth. That's the key. Teeth make a big deal.
I hear you.
You know, if you have nice teeth.
That's all about the teeth? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. All right, Matt Griffith, let me finish this to you.
So, last week we were talking about that Stephen A. Smith character and how he was ruining the fucking
the basketball
ESPN
guy.
Broadcast. Yeah. Well, I looked at a lot of people were saying, oh, he's got a huge following. I'm like, how big of a following does this guy? Look at his Twitter. 3.9 million followers.
Yeah, he's huge in basketball.
Why?
Because he played ball and he's an announcer and all, and he's a commentator.
But he has no knowledge of the sport of
not
UFC.
No, but basketball.
The sport of UFC.
The
and
sport
go.
Of UFC. Basketball, yes. What are you, this guy?
Well, that was the other thing I was wondering. You know, if ESPN is covering, well, ESPN is hosting the UFC now. They're their fucking guy, right? I was wondering, are they going to cover other organizations? They actually are. They were covering Bellator. They were tweeting out all sorts of shit. So that's
really
interesting. Because think about when UFC was on Spike TV, no other fucking MMA existed. It was UFC or go fuck yourself.
Yep.
So it's good to see that at least they're going to cover other shit.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, Ariel Helwani tweeted this out. He said, Fabricio Werdum has asked the UFC for his release After getting a 2-year suspension from USADA, UFC did not oblige.
Of course not.
He's going to meet with them again in the coming weeks to try again. So he's, I think, 41 and suspended for 2 years. Why does that guy not get released? And they, and on a side note, Artem Lobov, who's Conor McGregor's buddy, he just got a release from the UFC. And I don't know if that was he asked for it or if they just released him. But, you know, Conor has to approve that, you know. If Conor doesn't want that, that's not going to happen.
No.
Or if Conor wants that, that's going to happen.
Of course. That's part of the deal. Verdum is still a big name, so they can't just let him go.
So you're going to tie him up for 2 years so he can't make a living?
It's the UFC.
That's bullshit.
They're assholes.
You're going to wait until he's 43? He's 43 when he comes back! Mm-hmm. It's bullshit,
still win the belt,
Matt.
It's the heavyweight division. Anything can happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, at heavyweight, but let the man make a living. That's all I'm arguing. Let him go
off. Let
the
man bang.
Doesn't he have, like, some teenagers to choke?
Boomerangs to throw. Right. People to save.
Right. Wait. Well,
sometimes I don't know if he's saving people or choking them.
I think he's choking them and then, I saved him!
The gays. Oh, no, that wasn't him.
No, I think it's all Brazil's. Oh. Or at least, who said that? I think it was Noguera.
Yeah.
The Nogueras.
Yep. Hey, in other news.
Yes.
Retirement home raided by the FBI for running elderly fight club. 7 people have been arrested. God. Apparently, they made $125 million over 3 years in online betting on these fights.
What? Where is this?
It's in Florida. They were 5 employees
like
facing...
Like BetDSI? we have a code to give you bet sponsors, MMA 100?
If the FBI is involved, that'd be fucked. People ranging from 45 to 85 years... I'm sorry. They're getting 45 to 85 years in jail, each person involved. There's like 5 or 6 people.
Okay. Why?
And
you can't fight if you're old?
Well, they were forcing them to fight for food and...
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I can remember the movie Billy Madison, where Ben Stiller was in charge of the old folks' home. He was telling the old ladies to zip it and fucking get to work. Sewing, doing whatever. Why can't the old people fight? If they're doing all this fucking...
If they weren't, they were forced to fight. People who wouldn't fight would have dentures or glasses taken away. I know it's horrible to laugh. I don't mean to laugh. They were like fucking with these poor old people. It's a crazy thing.
I'm so in support of this.
This happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, not Florida. I'm sorry. I assume when I read this kind of shit, it's automatically Florida.
Was it Florida?
It's not. It's Virginia.
Really? But, that's kind of shocking.
They were filmed and put online, and people were betting on them.
How do we miss out on this?
I don't know. I
keep seeing that clip of there's two old guys slugging it out, but it was just two random guys.
I think the Aussie man is
doing his little commentary on it, but I'm totally okay with this. I just wish I would have been in on it.
Going to hell,
you got to force people to fight. If you don't fight, bad shit's going to happen.
Fighting or fucking.
You remember those dentures you had? Yeah. Broken. Fuck you. Go out there and kick some ass.
You probably want to take them out before you get in a boxing match anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you don't have to worry about any dental shit. That'd be awesome.
You still have to wear a mouthpiece, I think, no?
Mm-mm. No, that you only wear that for your teeth.
No, not the gums and stuff?
You'd be all right. You'd be all right. Okay. Was it? Did they say women fighting too?
No, just men.
Missed opportunity.
Horrible. You're going to hell, man.
Well, I'm gonna have fun on the way. I'm all for this. I think we should have more sanctioned. Well, that was unsanctioned. I think we should have more unsanctioned old people fights. If they're gonna have all the, well, here's the question: how many STDs were transferred upon all the blood and broken?
Probably
hips?
Just herpes and chlamydia.
I'm okay with that.
The herp is strong.
All right, let's move right along. I'm going to have to go to the phone. So someone had tweeted this out. Apparently back in the day, Shaquille O'Neal had a show with Shaq versus.
Yes.
And he would challenge all these professional athletes at their sport. And he had done an exhibition boxing match against one in the first season was against Oscar De La Hoya. That's a 2009.
Don't remember that. Okay.
and he was 159 pounds. So it's a 7'1" Shaq weighing 330 plus pounds against 159 pound Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar De La Hoya is lighting him up.
Really?
But if I'm Shaq, I'm just stand. I would just stand there with my left hand out. You're never gonna fucking touch me. I would do that sometimes in sparring, where I would just walk at people with my left hand out because it's confusing. You're like, what the fuck is this? You throw a couple jabs and then a left hook over it. But anyway, I'll post some clips up there. And the other weird thing was Mike Goldberg was the announcer.
No shit.
For this shit. And Freddie Roach was in Shaq's corner.
Okay, interesting.
I got to pull up a little bit of this. And
I remember seeing this show a long time ago.
Like, I missed this whole thing. Like, God damn, that looks fun. Like, how did that not last for more than a season, or was it just too early? Let's see if we can get some of this up here.
What the fuck? I didn't know. I've not seen this. He's lighting them up.
Yeah, but that fucking Oscar shouldn't be able to get anywhere near Shaq. I think they said Shaq's reach was 91 inches or something. I have an 8-foot reach, motherfucker.
Right.
But yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Obviously, I think Shaq's like over 400 pounds now, but man.
He's a big dude.
We need more of that.
I agree.
Let's see, what else we got? Oh, so I was going to say Paige VanZant. Here's Paige VanZant with that BTE. A little big tit energy for you, Ingo.
She's playing that up, huh?
Yep. Enjoy.
A lot of BTE, baby.
You got anything else?
I'm good on news.
All right, let's do a little tweet of the week. You have three choices for this week.
Three choices, all right.
First, Max Holloway. He tweets out, 238 years of innovation, hard work, and unmatched quality, not a watered-down trend, a true pillar of Ireland, supporting the hard-working families in Dublin for generations. Thank you, Jameson Whiskey, for the hospitality, the number one Irish whiskey in the world. So, apparently, they flew him out to fucking Dublin. Jameson Whiskey, to go tour their facilities.
Solid. That's very cool. I like the photo. He looks very James Bondish.
Yeah, and a complete fuck you to Conor McGregor and his proper whiskey.
Yeah.
So that's high-level trolling. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Darren Till. Ben Askren sucks big, horrible herpes cock.
Okay.
Well, good for you. And the last one. I like when I have a wild card that I don't remember what it is. It's just a link. So let's see what the third one is.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I always get a little.
You have giant fucking icons on his phone. That's so huge.
I'm old. What do you want? Oh, let's see who tweeted this one. Okay, so Ben Folks tweets this one out about this sheep that went full fucking Pettis. So it does a goddamn. I like to give it you
look
as
at that.
Small as possible here. Hang on.
I saw it. That's fucking awesome. Goes right off
he
the
goes
corner.
Fucking showtime
Boom!
Kick!
It's solid.
Fucking eat it, motherfucker. Oh, I want one more. God damn, they get some air. Like, oh, you went out with two walls, too. That's sweet. So who gets the winner? Who's the winner this week?
I broke
my phone. Fell on a 20-pound dumbbell. Like,
you're good. I like that last one. That was pretty
okay.
Solid. The
sheep
Pettis, Pettis sheep. For sure. I like it.
All right, let's do some Ask the Nuts. Right. Move along here.
Man, you were so right. I'm on the time.
If you had to explain to someone who was in a coma for the last 5 years what's been happening in MMA, what would you tell them?
Picture the way UFC was and the way MMA was and how amazing everything was. Like warm apple pie, and now it's basically like a shit sandwich.
Like prison gray. I would say USADA. Reebok, ring card girls that have more plastic or see more plastic than a goddamn gas pump. They have so much going on. Mm-hmm. What else? An Irish man comes over, talks
he
more
just comes.
Shit than anybody you've ever seen. Comes a multi-gazillionaire, boxes, Floyd Mayweather.
John Jones, totally not clean. in trouble all the time.
That's blasphemy. He's been a total clean fighter. You have a woman come into the sport, dominate for a small period of time, take a couple losses, contemplate suicide, never return to sport, never talk about the sport again.
Right. Have babies.
Yeah. That's tough. That's tough. Mm-hmm. What is your best memory of the WEC? Fight, fighter, event, ownership, management, or anything?
WEC?
Yeah. I'd say it was something like Zima.
Zima?
Something different.
Something different. I remember you and I favorite breaking like every appendage and then still finishing the fight. You know, like every fight.
Multiple fights. And the one fight where he just threw elbows because he broke both his hands. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. That guy was tough. The Jose Aldo leg kick fight with Uriah Faber, where he zombie-legged him.
Yep. What else? We had, of course, Ben Henderson, I thought, did much better in WEC.
Yeah, I'd say Henderson. You had Pettis, Cerrone, Miguel Torres, like from way back. And I would just say a general level excitement.
There Carlos Conde, too, right?
Was
from WEC, yeah.
That was where we first learned about him. A smaller cage, like all sorts of excitement because you fucking shit was going on, man.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Missed those days. Who has the best championship belt in MMA?
Chuck Norris.
This may look better on the phone because you can see them better all together. So we'll go UFC, Bellator, 1FC, Strikeforce. So there's the new UFC.
Nope.
There's the Bellator.
That's pretty solid.
1FC, PFL, Strikeforce, and then old UFC.
I like, it's a toss-up between old UFC for me and Bellator. I like the Bellator belt. I'm a big fan of it.
I agree. I like the Bellator and even the Strikeforce, and I'll tell you why. It's like those red accents set that off. And I'm no connoisseur like clothing and or belts, but I'll tell you what. I want that Bellator belt. Because even when you look at that compared to the UFC, old and new, it still looks better.
It does.
It still looks better. Mm-hmm. All right. What else we got here? Scrolling. That Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rabe Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather have the legs of a frog or the head of a fly?
The legs of a frog.
Why?
Because that sounds, I can hide my legs. If I had a head of a fly, I'm never getting any pussy.
No, you're going to be throwing up on people, eating them, planting maggots.
All the eyeballs and stuff everywhere.
Yeah, ooh. And legs, you can probably jump pretty high, unless they're real tiny frog legs. Like, is this to scale?
No.
Like, do they scale with my body size, or are you talking these little tiny things I can't even walk?
I can hide the frog legs.
Okay. Would you rather know all the secrets of space or know all the secrets of the ocean?
The ocean. I believe.
Why? It seems so limited. I'm going to go into space because it's infinite.
I think the ocean has a lot of secrets. It's deeper than we think it is. We only think it's so deep.
It goes on forever.
Ever. The world is flat. It's flat.
Would you rather never be able to leave your house or only be able to be in your house for 5 minutes at a time?
5 minutes at a time. That would be simpler, don't you think? Because I could just stay in hotel rooms or other rooms.
Sure. That probably makes the most sense. Would you rather be an extra in a really good movie or have a big part in a really bad movie?
I will take the extra in a really good movie.
Why?
Because it'd be more fun.
You don't want to be the superstar in a shitty movie?
No, because then everybody would be like, that guy sucks at acting.
Yeah, but maybe you'll get another offer or opportunity.
Doubt it. I think if you're an extra in a better movie, that'd be more fun.
Maybe.
I don't need all this attention anyway.
I want all the attention at least once.
It's an attention whore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because just think about how spoiled you're going to be for, I'm going to guess that movie's going to take about 2 years to film.
2 years.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really long movie.
5 days.
We're gonna need to be in Hawaii and Barbados and all these exotic locations. And
okay.
I may never work again, but that experience will be worth a lifetime. Fuck, Mary, Kill, Celebrity Edition number 30, WWE Wrestlers number 10, Dakota Kai.
Yeah, we've had her before. Not a fan.
Dead
for sure.
Rhea Ripley. Like at the right side.
I'm kind of liking that. It's not bad.
And then the butt sex queen.
Toni Storm.
Toni Storm.
Why is she a butt? Oh, wow.
She only takes payment and butt sex. Butt.
I'm going to have to marry Toni whatever.
Storm. I agree.
Fuck the one in the middle and kill the one in the beginning.
We're in 100% agreement. Can't argue with your
logic.
Train of thought. Got any knowledge for this week?
I don't. Let me just say, if you live in the Midwest, do not go outside.
That's, I think, sound advice.
Stay in your homes. Whack yeah, off.
Don't leave ever.
Murder pussy.
Son of a bitch.
I had to do it.
All right.
It's the end of the show. Here we go.
I'll just say with this, just keep your hands up at all times, and here's the reason why. A little video of some guy getting lippy. Maybe one of these days I'll full size it ahead of time.
Is this a bar we're at?
Yeah.
Oh. What the fuck?
That's why if some shit's going down, don't just sit there and.
That's over the top. Throwing a chair at somebody's face.
Oh, fuck the guy with a chair? Come on, man.
Hey, you gotta say though, that was fantastic aim. You hit him right in the face.
Hit him so hard. Because how many times do you see chairs flying? They never land. Everywhere. It's fantastic. Like Cormier trying to throw a goddamn shoe at John Jones.
Fantastic aim. That was pretty solid. I like that.
Sit, shut it down, look at the time.
Your clock is off though. It's actually 9.
It's a little faster, but I told you 9:30 on that clock.
40. So that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
I agree with it. Thanks for playing.